Thank you so much. So you saw this video and you hear how Doug he introduced a little bit about Kyrgyzstan, and I'm very happy to see you, my sisters and brothers, because I'm feeling here like a younger brother of Christianity, right? How many years in America you are as a Christian, you know? And how many years for this church? I don't know, maybe it's long. I think it's long than 12 years. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, mostly in America, it's like Christian country, right? So, and we were praying yesterday for Doug. Can you say for the judge yesterday? Kavanaugh. Yeah. We were praying and we won. Praise God. Yeah, praise God. So I'm here to tell about Kyrgyzstan, and you know, there's more than 3,000 mosques right now. After the Soviet Union, there was a, you know, our families, they were sending children to the churches, and there was a revival. 1991, first missionaries came to our Kyrgyzstan. They were sharing about God, and people were receiving Jesus, and we were growing. And we are 28 years as a Christian in Kyrgyzstan. We have more than 50 churches there, very small churches. Our churches are like about, you know, 30, 40 in the churches. And we were growing. We were growing. But now you can see there's more, like radical Islam is coming to Kyrgyzstan, and they are sending those missionaries, and they are sending a lot of money to Kyrgyzstan, and they are building every day. So in every villages, we have two or three mosques. You know why it's illegal to send the children to the mosque, but the parents are sending. You know why? Because they're thinking if they will go to the mosque, then they will stop with cigarette, they will not drink the alcohol, and that's it. They don't care about what they're teaching there in the mosque. And right now they are teaching more about Islam to those children, and they're opening the Islam universities in Kyrgyzstan. In our capital city, there's a big university. And in Osh, second capital city, there's Aga Khan Fund, which is like from Islam. They are funding also big university, and they are growing. And they're growing very, intensive. And when I'm seeing every day how our youth are going to the mosque, you know, my heart is crying. And, you know, I have a jealous for that. I have a jealous, and God, he opened the border to come to America and to share about this, to share about country. So, you know, it's going really bad. It's going really bad right now. We have a beautiful country. We have like 85% mountains. And our nation, they are thirsty to God. And they are getting, now they are getting very tired from the religion. Because, you know, there's enough burden before religion, you know. When you are coming to the Islamic religion, there's a lot of rules. They're giving a lot of rules, you know. You have to come to your house with your right feet, and you have to go to the bathroom with your left feet. And then there's like, you know, lots of like these rules, and it's like enough for our nation. It's going really bad. But you know what? God is working there in Kyrgyzstan. He chose me. He saved me. And then he spoke to my family through me. Then my mother and my father and my sister, they accept Jesus. And they came to Christ. And my father, he was a 15 years alcoholic. But right now, he's working with the other alcoholic people, other street people. And he opened Holy Spirit organization in Kyrgyzstan. Can you believe it? So, and our government, they know about my father. They know that he's Christian, but they are supporting right now. They agree with that, and they're coming. Our government people are coming. They're saying like, this is the first. This is the first example that our Kyrgyz people can help to each other, can ministry to each other. Whatever you called your organization, I don't care. I said, you have this ministry and you have to multiply it. And so I am representing as a YWAM in Kyrgyzstan, and I am a convener in Kyrgyzstan. We have 65 staffs, and every month the new people are coming, they're joining to our YWAM. And my vision is training, worship, and mission. So we are training Central Asian people in Bishkek, because Kyrgyzstan is very strategic country to reach other stans. Because we have 45 republics open, come without visa for 60 days. So we are open for short-term missions. And I'm here to asking help. You know, just 10 years ago, we found that one missionary also came from America. His name is Richard Hewitt. And he was studying and searching this our story. And he found, can you show the yurt on the slideshow? In the slideshow, there's a, yeah, go. This is our team, this is our class. Oh, thank you. Good. Yeah, this is my family. We have 4 children. My younger daughter, she's 30 days. This is the yurt. And we found on the yurt that our yurt is, when we are putting our house, the door is looking to the east. So our Kyrgyz people are believe the salvation will come from east. Does it make sense? It's somewhere in the Bible, right? And our yurt, we are building from the woods, and we are painting with a red color inside. And we are painting with red color also the door. And our people, they don't know what is that. But we ask all our elders, they said, this is the blood of Lamb. Can you see something? Yeah. And you know, that God already put in our nation something about truth. So our nation is close to that. So who can come and explain this? Who can come and find the treasures from the heart, people's heart, and share the gospel to them, to say the truth to them, you know? And so there's many, many things that in the yurt, and we are sitting around, and in the middle, we are making a fire to getting warm, you know? And we say kolomto. Kolomto, which means like the fire forever. And like, this is like our spirit has to flame like forever to God. And the smoke is going up through the hole in on the top. It's going like our praise, our worships, our things are coming through the top to God. And our nation, they were believing before Soviet Union, they were believing only one God in the heaven. And you know what? We found also the next things that our elders, they said, our parents, they are always saying to us, you have to get up early. We say, why? They said, because Khidr will come in the morning and he will bless you. Who is Khidr? Khidr means traveler. Khidr means traveler. And our parents, they were, our elders, they were saying that Khidr has a hole in his hands. And we are finding on the Bible, it's Jesus. And we are telling to our people right now, to our Muslim people, there's God has many ways, you know. And we don't know, like sometimes like, oh, there's Islam, there's bad things is going on, and there are 85% in Kyrgyzstan and Christians are less than 1%. It's like about like 15,000 believers, and we don't know what to do, no? But God is a way always, and He's showing us, He's giving us wisdom, and we are sharing right now. We're saying, Jesus is not Russian God. Jesus is not just American God. Jesus, He's a God, He's the Lord of all nations. And He sacrificed Himself as a lamb. And we can just give have a forgiveness from the blood of God, blood of Jesus. The only this way. And in the prophets of the prophets' books, there's only Jesus in Islam also. The Jesus will come back. One day, the people, the about 50 Muslim people, they came to my father and they said, you are in the wrong way. You have to come to God through Muhammad. And you know what my father said? He said, I don't care. Because I found one thing in Quran, in Islam, the holy book, and also in the Bible, that Jesus will come back at the end and He will judge. And my father said, I guess the Muhammad also will stay in front of him. So I'm dependent on Jesus. So I found a short way. If you want to know God through Muhammad, then it's your will. And I want to know God through Jesus. Because he come to judge. And He forgave me already. He said, He forgave me already. I'm not standing before the judgment. I'm free now. You can be free. And all of these 50 people, they couldn't say anything to him. They were just, you know, they were just thinking there, and they want to go to the mosque again and ask from those teachers what's happening, you know, here. And now God is using like amazing way. But we need more workers. We need more workers. Please, could you pray for our country? Could you pray for Central Asia? We have 85 different nations in our Kyrgyzstan, and there is like more than 10 unreached small people groups in Kyrgyzstan. That's my vision, to reach them, and my heart also to reach all the way, all the Turkish language till the Siberia. So in the next 2019, we want to open the discipleship training school as Doug is doing here in Boston. We want to start the base in Siberia. And we are doing in different areas of Kyrgyzstan, so we want to multiply. We want to disciple the youth to share the gospel. So would you help us? Would you pray for us? Would you stand with us in this new possibility, in this new the generation? So, you know, 4 years ago, I feel from God that new waves, new waves. And I have a dream from God that many streams, there was a hill, the hill, and many streams was coming down and making a big river, pure water. And this pure water was Holy Spirit. It was just going down to the area, to the dry area, and feeding them with the water, and the dry area becomes the green and fruitful. And I saw many strings, and I'm searching for who is the another string, streams, you know, the another spring that coming down from the mountain. There's a connection. There's like all the churches on the world has to connect with each other. And we are the brothers and sisters. So I'm here as a younger brother coming to the older brothers and sisters and asking for help. Please, could you stand and could you come with us to the Central Asia, because God has a heart for Central Asia right now. And, you know, I am in front of you. So I didn't know how to play the guitar, and I didn't know how to sing. So far in 2017, I won the, like, how to say, like, the, like American Idol. Like, you know, I didn't finish the conservatory. But my wife and my mother, they pushed me to sing there. And you know what? I sing the song. It was "You Raise Me Up" in English. And when I sing this classic song and worship song, there was like 600 people in our Philharmonic. So, and they were like amazed, you know, and I was singing there about God, about my Father. Because our nation, we need Father. We need Father's embrace. And who can obey God? Who can hear from Him and step? And I learned guitar and I, you know, I'm speaking in front of you in English. So 2008, there was one teacher, he came and he prayed for me. He said, "God giving you a new language that you will speak soon." And I start to speak in English. I don't know how, but in my dream also I was speaking English. And my wife, she was saying like, "What are you speaking when you are sleeping? You're speaking English." And I said, "I don't know. You know, God is somehow, He opened my head and put another mind and closed it again." So I start to speak in English and I'm learning every day, not by studying in the English class, but just verbal. I'm just picking it up. And I'm singing in 7 languages in Central Asia here. So I'm singing in Uyghur language, Uzbek language, Kyrgyz, Russian, English, Altai language, and Kazakh language. There are 7 languages. So the only God can do this. Before He invite me, I was saying like, I'm not good to lead the DTS, you know. I was comparing myself with my leader. She was perfect. She was really good organizer. And I was not. I'm always forgetting something, you know. I'm not thinking like a lot of things like organized, you know. And but God said, "I will give you a team. I will give you a team that who can work with you together. So just follow me. Just follow me and I will show you." So I'm here, brothers and sisters, to invite you. So God spoke to me through the Matthew 10:37. He said, "If you love your mother or father or your sister or your brother more than me, then you are not worthy of me." And I understand. I have to, you know, I'm honoring my parents. I love them. I have a good relationship with them now. We are going to the picnic, which was not possible before, you know, 15 years ago. And so now is different. And I understand from God that I need to put away my opinion here, my goal here, and I need to follow God. I need to follow Him. He gave me a desire. He gave me a vision. And now this is happening in Kyrgyzstan. And we are building a basis in different regions. So God, He said, "I will send a people who can help you." So He's opening the doors. To the U.S., it's not easy to get the American visa. For many Kyrgyz people, they want to come. But God is open, and He gave me 5-year multiple visa. And I think it's the time to do a bridge. You know, that Jocelyn also coming to Kyrgyzstan. She knows, like, she's between, like, Bishkek, Karabalta, and Takmak cities, you know. I'm really thanks for you that your church has a heart for Central Asia, for Kyrgyzstan especially, you know. And, yeah, I'm asking you, there is more than this. God has always more. God has always more. I have a jealous for my nation, for the little, small, unreached people groups. Could you stand with me? Could you stand and pray and, you know, help whatever, how you can help and just, yeah, and just have an intercession for Kyrgyzstan when you remember. So thank you so much. So I love you. I'm blessing you in the name of Jesus. Okay, yeah, I will sing a song in my nation, you know. When I go to the Altai and small people groups and also Kyrgyz people, we are singing throat singing. But our Kyrgyz people, they forgot about it. They're like, also some of the Christian people, they're thinking that this is not from God. I don't believe it. every talents that people has is from God, and it's for His name, to proclaim His name, to worship His name. Amen. So I will sing, and there was two songs, but I will sing it in my ethnic language. So thank you. Pray for Kyrgyzstan. God, I'm praying that come and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Mm. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time. We're praising your name. Yeah, you are holy. And we are asking from you, Jesus, you save your nation, save your children. Please remember your promise for your children. Jesus, we are standing. And if you are calling us, Jesus, we say, I am here. Yes, I am. Use me, lead me, show me. And I will do it for you, Jesus. Thank you so much. I'm praying for my brothers and sisters here that you will work in those hearts and you will show them your hand. You will show them your mighty, how you are mighty. And the picture is different right now in Kyrgyzstan and in Central Asia, but you can change it. And you can send your children, you can send your sons and daughters to that areas, and we'll make a change there in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Is it possible you can show us the slide?
Yes.
The base you have right now, 因为他现在有那个 DTS 啊 DTS 就是 Disciple Training Center， 他们呢在整个中亚地区，不只是在吉尔吉斯，是在整个中亚他们所设立的训练中心。 Yeah, you have to control yourself. There's a next slide.
Another PowerPoint.
Another PowerPoint. Okay, the first one. 好，他们呢就是有一个，他们不只是在吉尔吉斯，而是在这个 Tilik 他自己得救以后呢，神就呼召他在那个地方，因为那个基督徒的比例非常的少，那结果呢，他呢真的就是。 回应神的呼召，在许多的地方设立这个训练中心。而且他当时呢，他刚刚讲过，他不会讲英文的，他也不会乐器的，但是神就恩高他，让他能够说英文了。今天他在跟我们当中说英文的，这是怎么可能的事情啊？Amazing， 对不对？然后呢，还给他机会，他那个时候要回应神的呼召，他跟他母亲说的时候，在上一堂英文堂，他讲，他说他要去回应神的呼召，他妈妈就哭了。 他妈妈说：“我把你养大，就是等着你来支持全家的需要。你怎么现在要回应神的呼召呢？”他就说：“上帝会供应你。”他说：“你妈妈说讲你讲的很简单啊，我们要吃要喝，谁供应我们啊？”结果呢，没想到神就给他聪明智慧，就去卖 chocolate， right？ Is that how you support your family in the beginning？
Yeah，给他一个很聪明的一个方法，就是卖巧克力。他就，
Right， 然后他就做了很多小本生意，结果呢，神就开展他的工作，让那个收入可以进来。那么他两年前、三年前那个时候呢，他们就是Pastor Doug 他们去到 Kyrgyzstan 看望他们的时候，就看到他呢白天在训练所有的童工，晚上呢还在开计程车。 所以白天的时候都两眼都是发红的，就问他说你晚上为什么不睡觉，哦，晚上去开计程车，不然我没有钱支持我的家庭。所以呢，因为他说他大概一个月需要2000块美金，还有你看看他的这个，不止他的家，他有60他的这些他的同工啊，这些他的同工，刚刚右边这个才刚刚加入他们，所以你就晓得其实很不容易，因为他们在吉尔吉斯能够请谁来支持他们呢？请谁来支持他们？他们在外面是不可以公开传福音的，是会被抓的，而且他其实都在那个名单上面是政府要抓的，跟你讲，所以今天这个都不能放在，就是其实放在网上是不能那个，你就知道我们那个，所以大家如果刚刚照相都不能放在那些媒体网站，因为他们都是被黑名单上的啊，他都要逃的逃的啊，所以纪念他们的需要，让神也很奇妙的。Do you want to explain this?
This is the I want to show on the map first. So this is our Kyrgyzstan, and there's three locations. We have a DTS there, Discipleship Training School, and this is the Kyrgyzstan, how it looks like on the world. It's very small. This is the Central Asia. Our vision is to reach the small people groups there. And this is in Central Asia. We have DTSs in Turkey, in Georgia, in Pakistan, in west of China, and other countries, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, but most of them are underground. Our DTS is not official, underground. Sometimes the policemen are coming, we are moving to another house and doing our DTS, continuing. So there's a red point over up. There's a red point, and this is the Siberia. There's an Altai nation there, 70,000 people only. And they're Altai nation, so we want to reach that nation. We already... that more than 20 students they finished in Kyrgyzstan, so now they are ready to start the training school there, and we want to come and help them, show them how is that going, you know. And this is our staffs and students. This is our staffs. All of us are going to there, and this is the house. The one pastor in we helped in Siberia for Altai Nation since from 2001. And they didn't have a church in Altai language. There was a church in Russian languages, like Orthodox Church, Catholic Church. But now they have in Altai language. 2005, they opened this church first time. And then now they have 10 churches in different 10 regions there in Altai. So they are waiting for us to train them to serve, to have a service in the church and pastors and leaders. So this is the church that they are giving us for free for our DTS to use it. So in the future, we want to see every year discipleship training school in this church, in this area. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So we thank God. Because in all the major countries, only吉尔吉斯不能传福音，但是是对基督徒最友善的，还算是比较友善的。那你刚刚看到你说巴基斯坦啊，其他那个哈萨克啊，那些是更难了。所以呢，我们要为他们祷告，也求神保守他们，恩待他们，扩张他们的境界。那这个Tillich 是真的是为主完全摆上，他刚刚所说的哈，他说爱这些父母儿女，所有其他东西胜过爱主的，不配做耶稣的门徒。他就是回应神的呼召，他自己就是一个神迹。从一个在那边根本没有人可以训练他，结果到最后他成为训练别人的人，哦，真的是一个很大的一个神迹。他信主才2004年还是2008年才信主的。哎呀，我们坐在座的，请问一下，大家信主多久了？哈，比他久的都应该早就呵呵，哦，都可以做牧师宣教士了。所以呢，你要真的是在主的面前，重要的是让我们大大的被主使用。 Amen。 我们现在请敬拜团到前面来，让我们来回应神，成为神迹的器皿。等一下我们唱了诗歌以后，我会特别收一个奉献。 他们既然他已经来到这里，你知道他其实他根本没有这些钱来到这边的。那么我们上一次去，我们也打了一些奉献，总教会也带了奉献给他们。但是呢，我要我们大家就是回应你，你要写支票也可以，就是这一次的这个奉献我们就全部给他。我们求主帮助他们，让我们在这个宣教月的时候，我们不是说吗，神给我们的负担，第一个帮助所有 1040 window 还没有 reach 到的。其实1040 window 讲穿了就是中亚的国家，穆斯林国家，还有一个就是在亚洲的那些佛教国家。现在我们也是在缅甸设立据点，在柬埔寨设立据点，还有呢就是这些贫困的国家，这些符合的都是我们要优先的。如果我们要看到耶稣基督再来的日子近了，我们就要竭尽我们的力量，把我们的人力财力我们的精力放在那些未得之民的身上，表明我们回应神的呼召。 Amen。 求主恩待我们，让我们说听到就去行道，就像把房子盖在磐石上。 Amen。 好吧，让我们一起起立来唱这首诗歌回应神。
主耶稣，你召我出黑暗，如奇妙光明，上次独特的微分，在基督里我是新造的人，你看为宝贵献上为你所有。主耶稣，你照我出黑奇妙光明，赏赐独特的微分，在基督里我是新造的人，你看为宝贵献上为你所用，让我成为你圣洁的器皿，被拣选族类君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度属神的子民，来宣扬主耶稣彰显神的荣耀，让我成为你圣洁的器皿，星星的眼睛看见新的盼望，用你的大能和爱来充满我，我要传扬主的爱，让世界更美好，让我成为你圣洁的器皿，被拣选族类君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度属神的子民，来宣扬主耶稣彰显神的荣耀，让我成为你圣洁的器皿，星星的眼睛看见新的盼望，用你的大能和爱来充满我，我要传扬主的爱，让世界更美好，我要传扬主的爱，让世界更美好，我要传主的爱，让世界更美好。
是的，主，我们来到你的面前，主，求你。 你使我们成为你神迹的器皿。主，我们的弟兄在这里分享你在他们当中的见证，让我们用信心回应你的呼召，我们愿意成为神迹的器皿，在那里这么多人需要你的福音，寻求真神，愿你大能的工作彰显在那个地方。主，让我们凭信心的撒种，要看见吉尔吉斯成为以神以耶稣为主的国家。这个时候正是一个关键的时刻，许多的穆斯林投资在这个国家里面。主，但我们相信，我们也愿意投资在神的国度里面，看见这个国家经历神的转化，成为信靠耶稣的国家。求你天看见我们在你面前的摆上，主，你开路，让我们在东干人当中传福音。我们也相信在那里还有85个民族需要听见你的福音。求你使用 YWAM Youth with a Mission， It's with a Mission， 是有使命的，这个团体能够进到少数民族当中，成为明光照耀，成为神迹的器皿，释放他们进入神的自由，神的命定，得着永生的生命。愿你亲自恩待我们，祝福我们。这时候我们也请招待到前面来。主，我们愿意回应你的呼召，把这个宣教月的第一个礼拜我们就凭信心与你同行，把种子撒在回教国家中亚的国家未得之民当中，愿你自己的国度能够遍及全地。主啊，他们所在的每一个角落，不只是吉尔吉斯，在整个中亚地区，我们要看见神的荣耀要如同洋海一样遍满全地。纪念我们在你面前的摆上，如此的感恩，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。我们有感动的就凭着感动来奉献，我们真的是要相信神可以使用每个人的奉献能够祝福中亚的国家。
让我成为你神迹的器皿，被拣选族类君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民，来宣扬主耶稣，彰显神的荣耀。让我成为你神迹的器皿，以信心的眼睛看见新的盼望，用你的大能和爱来充满我，我要传扬主的爱，让世界更美好，我要传扬主的爱，让世界更美好，我要传扬主的爱，让世界更美好。
是的，我愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动和交通，常与我们每一位同在。主，我们说我们在这里，求你差遣我们，我们愿意与你同行。你说信的人必有神迹随的，正是他们所传的道。愿圣灵与我们每一位同工，凡我们脚掌所踏之地都能看见神迹随着伴随我们所传的道。有求主恩待你的教会，兴起为你发光，在这末后的世代为荣耀君王预备道路。如此的感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督尊贵得胜的名求，阿们。哈利路亚。我们有请祷告团队到前面，有需要祷告的可以到前面来。